Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There's so many things that are happening, so many things that are facing us today that we just don't need information. You know, we need revelation.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We need to abide. I have to say, you know, when you're meditating on God's word, it's not bad to memorize God's word. But you know, you're not memorizing God's word just so that you can, you know, show off to your neighbor how many scriptures you memorized and how much knowledge you have.
Right.
Memorization is so that we can begin to have meditation.
That's right.
And it's nothing like meditating and thinking about God's word. It's one of the most beautiful things I like to do before I go to bed at night. You know, so many things going on is to meditate on the scripture that maybe I've been memorizing or scripture that God spoke to me that morning. And you're meditating and you're kind of chewing on it. You're just focusing on each word and spending time kind of marinating in that, if you will. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, memorization leads to meditation. If you meditate on God's word, he'll give you revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll begin to reveal things in his word that he either want you to do or what he would not want you to do or things that you need to learn or direction or insight into the ways of God. That's so important.
That's right.
You know, because when you're abiding and spending time with the Lord, you're spending time with Jesus. If you're a believer, the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, and the Holy Spirit begins to speak to you, begins to reveal to you what God's saying. It's not just words. I remember when I didn't know God, Pat, and I tried to read the Bible. Man, it was like reading a dictionary.
It was Greek. Yeah.
It was like, what is this? You know what I'm saying? I want to read this, but I just cannot get this. I was like, okay, I read three words, I'm done. It was like, how am I gonna know? But when I gave my life to God, when I just accepted him as my Lord and Savior, and I was on a journey, Pat. I was on a serious journey, going nowhere without God, although I thought I was going somewhere.
Right.
And it's just, I look back at those days and think, wow, man, thank you, Jesus, you know, because I was putting my hope in so many things that many people I see today are putting their hope in. I was putting my hope in an education. I was putting my hope in the fact that, you know, I could work hard, that, you know, I was giving myself way too much credit for what I could do, you know, and realizing that no matter how much I worked on that treadmill, no matter how much I try to keep them plates spinning.
Yeah.
They would all come crashing down.
That's it.
And you can't maintain that, you know. But then when I came to God, I remember just reading his word. I could just read it nonstop almost, you know. It just came alive.
It just came alive, didn't it?
And that's the joy that we have. That's the inheritance every believer has, is to hear God's voice. The Bible is his love letter to you. And hopefully in this program or later in the week, we're going to talk about the word, the Bible, the flawless word of God. Mm-hmm. You know, oh my goodness. It's not outdated. It's the living book, man.
That's right.
It's encouraging. There's life in it. But when you memorize and memorization, you want to meditate, right? Meditation so that you can have revelation. When I gave God my heart, I began to start reading and spending time with him, I was starting to get revelation.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's right.
Revelation. And as I was getting revelation, insight into what God was saying, revelation is for the manifestation of what God revealed to you.
That's right.
You know, this is a journey. This is a process. You know? Give yourself a break. Just spend time with God. And God would begin to reveal himself, his ways. Mm-hmm. And it's a journey. And before you know it, what God's been revealed to you will begin to manifest in your life. That's how you know you got it.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You can know things in your head. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows, you know, if you know how to read, you know how to read.
But eventually there's got to be fruit.
Hello. It's kind of important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what he's looking for, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it's because there's a lot of people that have information.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that, you know, and that's great. You know, that's good. You know, a lot of people have, you know, knowledge, but knowledge puffs up, you know. But what we want to live, you know, he says, you know, we're not going to live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
That's right.
Now, we got to be a hearing church, but we got to do something with what we hear.
Yeah.
We can't be a hear. I encourage you. You need to go to VFNTV.com and go to VFN Torch, and you got to hear. You want to be a hear, you want to be a hear do.
That's right.
You want to hear what God is saying. You want to hear the word of God, and you want to do what he tells you to do. You That's want right. that to be revealed in your life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.